How deep the Father's love for us?
Behold the man upon the cross.
Messiah still. Days of Elijah. God, lift your voice in the year of Jubilee, for out of Zion shall salvation come.
Lord God, again, I pray for the Jews who are going to be celebrating this, and I pray that their eyes would be open to see that you have come and that you're coming again. I pray that they would have their eyes open to know you. And Lord, open our eyes. We are blind to so many of your ways and so much of your heart. Lord, we are blind in because of our own, sometimes it's our own culture, sometimes it's our sin that gets in the way. Our stubbornness or our pride or our bias, Lord. I pray that you would open our eyes as we open the Word, as we worship together, as we pray, as we listen to people teaching and preaching. I pray that we would have our eyes open, Lord Jesus, to all that you are, to everything that you want to show us and give us. And I pray for this region, Lord. I pray for the Niagara region. I pray for the non-believers. I pray that their eyes would be open, Lord, as they take a walk today, as they go about their daily lives. I pray that their eyes would be open. You speak of, Lord, how all your creation is preaching about you and teaching about you. I pray that their eyes would be open. And I think of that, behold. I pray that they would hear you just calling them to behold you, to see you. Pray that you would open the eyes of the blind and heal the ears of the deaf, Lord. And for all of us, I pray this. Okay. And I wouldn't normally do this, but since we have guests, again, we have talked about, I shared before, we believe in all the gifts. And one of the gifts is the gift of tongues. And I know that many might not be familiar with that gift, but the Lord has used the gift of tongues in our body on many occasions. And so when someone has a tongue that they feel needs to be shared with the body, what the rest of us are called to do, and also the person giving the tongue, is to listen for interpretation. Because God doesn't just want to share something without us understanding. He wants us to understand. And so we listen for interpretation, but the way we interpret, it can happen a number of ways. If the language being spoken is a language that you understand, and you can give word-for-word interpretation, then give that. But then there's the spiritual gift of interpretation, because that doesn't take a spiritual gift, that just takes a knowledge of the language. The spiritual gift of interpretation is much like the gift of tongues itself. It's supernatural. All our gifts are supposed to be supernatural. And the way the Lord sometimes reveals the interpretation is through a scripture passage. So as you're listening, you hear the Holy Spirit, because again, the Holy Spirit lives in you. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in you. The Holy Spirit will bring a scripture passage to your heart. He might give a word, a certain word that just rings in your spirit so much, and you need to speak it out. It might be a picture, because sometimes we know that a picture describes something better than our words can. And so God will give a picture sometimes to help interpret what he is saying. And so as the tongue is being shared, be listening, but not just with your physical ears, but with your spirit. And we want to grow in this. We want to grow in the things of the Lord. And the gift of tongues is one of those areas we have been growing in, and we need to grow more. But I would encourage to be free to share that once the tongue is shared. And I'll just kind of lead that time.
Naras Dorani Kana, One Karani Kana, стара ніконара на стура на кані, хонара на стара нікона, ханіра на стора, хонніра на канда, аніра на стора на кані, но на стора ніканда, хонара нікона, аніра на стора.
Sunday of Jesus coming into Jerusalem, and the crowds and the onlookers and the critics and the Pharisees, and it was like a blanket statement, for these I have died. And then certainly at the cross, as you look down on the people around, both the executioners as well as his family and friends, but again sort of overlooking the city of Jerusalem. For these I have died. And it rings so true. And today, Kevin, even your prayer of the Niagara area, of those of us who are believers as well as the unbelievers, words just for these I have died. There is no one that's left out of that. For these I have died.
Coming down, and it was spinning around a group of people, and it may tie into what was shared already. And I'm not sure who the people were, but it was a tarrying, it was waiting, it's not being yanked yet. In other words, it's not snapping it back, the rope back in yet, but it's still twirling around and around and around this people. And it seems like it's waiting for something, but I don't know what. So God is waiting and tarrying, but eventually, rest assured, it will be over.
I heard, I have come to save, to seek and to save those that are lost.
Come to seek and to save the lost.
I saw grass, like really thick, blades of grass, and they were growing and growing and growing, and then they were blowing back and forth. You just but it was like lush, like there was a lot.
As I finished giving the tongue, I just heard the day is coming.
See, you know, as you were giving the tongue, I was hearing the phrase, the time is short. The time is short.
Yeah, I just had a picture of Jesus coming in clouds, and several people not seeing or not being ready.
Anyone else?
not open light.
Sorry?
It's not open light, no bright light.
Okay. So again, I know that many probably aren't, well, I shouldn't assume, but aren't familiar with tongues. And I'm always amazed that, yeah, we're growing in it, and we'll get things, we'll miss things sometimes, and we'll misinterpret or we'll misunderstand, but like, for instance, with this tongue, it becomes so clear to me, it's like a mosaic. And it's like looking at a big, huge mosaic, and none of us can look at all of it at once, but the Lord shows one part of it to one person, another part, and as you piece everything together, the picture becomes clear. And so I see what was shared. I see, what was the main phrase of yours, Larry, again?
For these I have died.
For these I have died. And then onward. And I see the lasso, God longing to bring people in, longing to bring people in. It is time, and time is short, and a light, and the lushness. Like, I look at the grass as almost as the bottom of the mosaic, the bottom of the picture, where it's like God is bringing everyone to his life, and he wants to bring life. And you start piecing together the mosaic, and you just get a picture of what God is trying to share with us. So I just wanted to point that out, because I see it, and I just see it as what the Lord is saying. Yeah, one of his words to us today.
Yahweh. Thank you. Yahweh,
action out there, allow that fire, the fire of the Lord, to rise up in the soul. I don't know where everyone is. I don't know where everyone is in their walk with God. I don't know your personal walk with Him. I don't know where you are in the journey with Him and in growth with Him. But that phrase, all-consuming fire, all-consuming flame, fire in my soul. I just want to invite you to invite the Lord. It's your choice, but to invite the Lord to consume you. It's like Candace read before, where we bring everything, because we don't know what the Lord will require. We don't know what the Lord has for us, so we bring everything. And just to allow Him to consume you, for Him to be everything to you, not just a part of your life, but everything. And to invite that. And so, Lord God, I know that with my life, there are still things that are relatively untouched by your presence, untouched by your holy flame, your consuming fire. And Lord, I just bring those things to you again. I bring those areas of my life that are not fully yielded. And I want to, Lord God, I want to yield them to you. I don't want to be any part of Egypt. I don't want there to be any part of Egypt left in me. I pray for your all-consuming fire to burn through my life. Take everything, Lord. Have it all. You paid for it all. You died for it all. You rose for it all. And I pray, Lord God, I pray for a group here right now. I pray that, Lord, you would highlight those areas that have yet to be yielded to you.
Yeah.
Those parts of our soul, our emotions, our heart, our enthusiasm, our culture, or our families, or our ideas of what our life should look like. Even, Lord God, what our idea of what church should look like. Anything that is not from you, Lord Jesus,
yes.
I pray that it would be consumed by your presence. Rise up in us, Lord, more and more every day. You are worthy. You are worthy of everything.
Amen.
You are worthy of our whole life. Everything. Everything belongs to you, Lord Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. The only name under heaven by which we can be saved. The only true God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Yahweh. We love you.
Yeah.
And we want to love you more.
I would include one more thing in that, Kevin, just in my life, and if it speaks to somebody else, that's great too, but my picture, my idea of what God is like. Lord, I know I carry wrong theologies with me. I carry a wrong idea of you, of what, who you are and what you are like and what you think of me, what you think of us. Lord God, I know that there's sin in there, there's wrong theology in there, and I lay that before you, Lord God, that your fire would just consume those things, those ideas and those, whatever it is, Lord, in my mind that is not a true picture of who you are, and that would be refined and cleansed by your fire of righteousness and your fire of holiness and your fire of perfectness, Lord, and that I would gain a clearer, more beautiful and true picture of who you are.
Yeah, Lord God, I even pray this out for myself, especially and whoever else wants to join in on this prayer, Lord God, but be even more undignified and come to you, Lord God. Be able to walk out in that freedom that you brought to me, Lord God, to experience you in a way that we don't yet even understand or have in our minds, Lord God, but I pray that we can step out in boldness and yeah, just lose that concept of what others think of us, Lord God, but step out in that freedom with you, and in you, this is normal, Lord God. And so I pray for that in my life, Lord God, and whoever else is willing to accept that, Lord God. I want to pray that out in Jesus' name.
Have it all.
Just before we sing the song, while the song is playing, I just feel like God's, if there's something that's on your heart, something that needs to be repented of, or anything that you need to lay down, I just feel like He's calling us to do that right now during the song. So whether that's to yourself, or if you wanted to find someone to pray with you, or whatever, I think God's saying, bring it to me, just lay it down. So.
That is now yours.
every part of my world. So take this life and bring it on. This heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of
Savior, I praise you. Thank you.
saving me, setting me free, making me forever yours.
Change and you will continue to change me more and more into your image. You are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. You are my teacher. You are my Father, my friend. And we praise you. And then for the hope that we have of eternal life with you, knowing you perfectly. Thank you, Jesus, that you're coming again. And you just come once, you're coming again. And we look forward to your coming, Lord Jesus. We love you. Your name. Amen. So you are welcome to stay. We are going to have a potluck. I don't know if everyone knew that, but we have food, we have a lunch.